key resources. For a company to produce a product or service, it needs access to physical resources, intellectual resources, human resources, and financial resources.
Depending upon the value proposition defined in your business model canvas, you will require more of one resource and less of another.
For example, a manufacturing company requires physical resources in terms of machines, as well as financial resources to buy raw materials and carry inventory. By contrast, a design company requires more intellectual and human resources. Physical resources include things such as buildings, vehicles, machines, point-of-sale systems, and distribution networks. Large retailers like Walmart and manufacturing facilities rely heavily on physical resources, which are also very capital-intensive. Intellectual resources include things such as brands, proprietary knowledge, patents and copyrights, partnerships, and customer databases. Intellectual resources often take time to develop. Some companies like Nike and Sony rely heavily on their brands. Some companies rely on proprietary knowledge. Unlike copyrights or patents, proprietary knowledge never expires. Some examples include a secret formula for Bush's baked beans or Kentucky Fried Chicken's 11 herbs and spices. Proprietary knowledge may include trade secrets like Google's search engine algorithm. Other times, proprietary knowledge can come in the form of licensed materials. Companies like Walt Disney generate a larger share of their revenue by licensing its characters to manufacturers. Next, enterprises need human resources, but those resources are particularly prominent in knowledge-intensive and creative industries. A pharmaceutical company relies heavily on human resources, such as its skilled scientists and aggressive sales force. Finally, some business models depend heavily on financial resources.
For example, cell phone companies that finance the consumer's phone purchase across a 2-year contract period rely heavily on financial resources. When considering key resources, you must consider which key resources your value proposition requires.
What key resources do your distribution channels require? What key resources do your customer relations require? And what key resources do your revenue streams require? Question: when it comes to your key resources, do you have a clear picture of the degree to which your offering relies on each of the 4 resource types?